Right now, it's time to bring in the man with the plan for the weekend and beyond, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall and everybody. Not much rain in the forecast right through Monday.
Well, that's so good. That's good. Because we have all that stuff going on at Lime Rock. We have two outdoor shows, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, of course, at the Sharon Playhouse. Then on Monday, the closure of a business that's been open for a long, long time, Toymakers Cafe in Falls Village, will be doing their last day on Monday, really due to the COVID-19 crisis. They just turned a business that was turning a small profit into a business that was unable to make a profit. And so it's a big weekend, and people are going to be out and about and hopefully wearing masks and social distancing.
Hopefully. Yes. Partly sunny, less humid. 80 to 85 today. Clear, mid-50s tonight. Sun and patchy clouds, mid-70s Saturday. Saturday night could see 40s. Sunday, sunny, low 80s. Sun and clouds, more humid to Monday, middle 80s. How's that for a really nice forecast for all 3 days of Labor Day?
Hold on. Saturday night in the 40s?
Possible, yep.
Why?
Clear skies, calm winds, radiational cooling.
40s.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not talking 41, 42. I'm talking, you know, 48, 49.
All right. That's
upper 40s.
Should have said 45 to 50. You wouldn't have got me so scared.
Yeah, can do that. I mean, 45 to 50 is okay. We can do that.
I can live with 45 to 50.
5 to 50. In the tropics, there are two tropical disturbances now. One is in the south central Atlantic. The other one is south of the Azores. And both of them have the potential of being named, but probably not until late in the weekend or next week. And that would be given the name Paulette for female and Renee for the mailman, the French way of spelling it, R-E-N-E, French, Renee, male name. So that's a scoop there. Tamar told you the county up at near the cabin has a countywide yard sale, so we go into that. Sunday, we begin taping our movie project, and then Monday, I have to strip that set and put up the stage. But perhaps I shouldn't say this.
Say it.
But don't you think your wives are worth a little trouble? After all, look at all of the trouble they go through for you. Don't they cook? Don't they clean? I look at things a little differently. You see, I never found the woman of my life like you two did. So if I did, and she did all these things for me, I would make her as happy as I possibly could. And do little things like opening the door. Well, I'll tell you, fellas, I won't give you any more trouble. That's my lines for Sunday.
That's it?
Yeah, I have a couple other lines, but that's the biggest part that I do, because I play Carlos Sanchez, the Mambo teacher, in The Honeymooners. And that was from memory.
Well, you see, if I had lines in your Honeymooner show,
yes,
I would choose the Blabbermouth.
Oh, yeah. We put that up. That was up. We were thinking about that one.
Gosh.
We were also thinking about the one with the where he had to name the tune.
Yeah, but all my life, I'm telling you, my whole life of watching anything on TV, yeah, one of the funniest 5.5 minute segments that I ever saw as a kid, as an adult, was Blabbermouth.
Yeah, I believe he was referring to her mother, right?
Yes.
His mother-in-law, right?
But the way Jackie Gleason had this great way of getting steamed, yes, getting steamed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was so great. But Blabbermouth, that's just something that I still to this day, if it comes on and I see it, I just break out into laughter, because it is the quintessential scene of an American marriage.
They really had some great episodes. Oh. I mean, we were talking about that yesterday, you know, them, I Love Lucy, yeah, the Golden Girls. I mean, they had some unbelievable episodes that you just don't forget. And I was telling a friend of mine, I said, you know, back then, I don't know if you know this, but in the I Love Lucy thing, it was Desi Arnaz who came up with the concept of having more than one room on the set and going from one room to the other. He came up with that concept, and of course, everybody else followed. But, you know, in the studio, you know, in the middle of the studio was a living room and the kitchen. To the left was their bedroom, the kids' bedroom. To the right was the Copacabana. And oh, and Ethel and Mertz, Ethel and Fred's apartment. Fred. And he had them all at once, and they never had to like strip a set and put up another one. They would just move the cameras over to the next set.
Well, at great, great golden age of television. But Jackie Gleason, Norton. I mean, I mean, there's so many different things that you can pull from the Jackie Gleason show.
Oh yeah, he was Ralphie Boy. That's remember, right. That was his famous thing. Yeah,
but still. Blabbermouth is my favorite now. Now, so you say one of those hurricanes is going to be named what?
Paulette and Renee.
Renee.
Renee is the man's name in French.
Well, remember this song?
Yes, Don't Walk Away, Renee. Yep.
By the Left Bank in 66.
Nice song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the 60s where music was totally different.
Where music was music, right.
I don't know. Well, anyways, well, we hope Renee walks away and doesn't bother anybody. That's what we hope.
Yes, and listen, whatever you do, stay safe. Don't be a blabbermouth this weekend. And Anthony J. will be here on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday.
I'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great holiday weekend, Pat.
Thanks. Bye,
Take care.